Hey, this is Curly in Kansai, a podcast about the experience of two black women living in the Kansai area of Japan. Osaka, basically Osaka, right? It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds perfect.
So,
episode one.
This is episode
first
one.
First episode.
Yay. Okay. So, we are just going to introduce ourselves a little bit. My name is Ayana.
I didn't get the memo about Shokai.
Well, we're going to start. What's your name?
My name is Izu.
Okay, for any of you who doesn't know, she's like talking like a Japanese person who speaks English.
Every time you have your English lesson in Japan, anywhere in Japan.
Yes.
That is how they will introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Neimu Izu.
My name is Nanchara.
Nanchara Kanchara.
Yes.
So in this podcast, we'll probably speak a little bit of Japanese here and there. I will probably try to translate some of the stuff. I know Elise just mixes it in and sometimes forgets that other people don't speak Japanese or Kansai Ben.
That's okay. I can't speak English, so we're square.
This is a podcast, though.
We're square. It's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations. Yes.
So let's try this again. Hi, my name is Ayana.
Hi, Ayana.
And your name is?
Elise.
And we are in Osaka. And yeah, this is when we start our show. First, you know what? Let's talk about our rants. We have a rant today.
Are we going to start off the episode with a rant?
Shall we?
If you think it's a good idea.
This is us not being ready because this is our first episode and we don't know what we're doing. Do you know what you're doing?
The format is still a work in progress.
We're forming it and so, whatever you like. If you like it, we might keep it. If we like it, we'll think about it.
We'll switch it up.
We'll switch it up.
Change the order of some things. But I think the rant corner is going to be a staple because I like ranting.
I know you do. And I like ranting with you. I'm sometimes I'm like, should I rant about this at home by myself? I'm like, it's not, no big deal. I'm like a pretty positive.
Yeah, you are. I was like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, it's a big very deal. Big deal.
But then when you start ranting, I'm like, oh, I want to get on the fun. I want to rant with you.
A good rant is, I think it's healthy.
Ranting is healthy, but if we do too much of it, it's not so much.
Yeah, well, that's not ranting, though. I feel like that moves into another zone.
That is true. So then we could do rants later.
Let's save it for after.
Okay.
We'll do like the good, the bad, and the ugly kind of order where you give them the good stuff.
Okay.
And then the bad stuff.
We could do that.
And then the rant can be the ugly part.
So then we're going to start with our main topic.
Yes.
And it's about immigrations.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, not really. Yeah. So can you tell our listeners and our viewers, what kind of visa do you have?
I have a spouse visa. That's the only visa I've ever had in Japan.
I thought you said you had a...
No, I came to Japan with a spouse visa. But I got my visa, like, you can do like a pre-spouse visa.
Okay.
In the States, because we were engaged before came to Japan.
Right.
So if you go to the Japanese embassy, they'll give you like a pre-marriage type visitor's visa.
Okay.
That'll get you into the country. And then after you get here, you have to do all of the paperwork.
So how many years is a spousal visa?
Depends. It can be 1, 3, or 5.
Oh, okay. I thought
same as the work visa.
I thought there was only 1 year.
No, it depends on your situation.
So you like, if you're pregnant and have kids? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
If you don't have any of those, then they might give you a 1 year visa.
So you've been having... All the time.
My first year was the 1 year visa.
Okay.
And then I think after the 1 year visa, we got the 3 year visa. Mm. And then after the 3 year visa, we decided to try for the Eijuken, which is the permanent residence one.
Okay.
And we didn't think we were going to get it. So we were like, at worst, we'll just get another 3 years or 5 years.
Yeah, right.
But they gave it to us.
Okay.
So now I have a permanent residence visa. As a spouse of a Japanese national.
Nice, nice. For me, I have a regular working visa and 3 years. How long have you been here?
7 years come this April.
Okay, so I've been here 6 years. That was like March 3rd, I think. It became 6 years. So happy Japaniversary. And so I've only had 3 years each time. And
that's good, though.
And I renewed my visa and I got 3 years again.
Some people get 1 year.
Right? Like it's very confusing.
Arbitrary.
I wrote down 5 years. I wanted to get 5 years. Just be like, oh, maybe I'll get it this time. Mm-hmm. Because the last time I renewed, I put down 3, but that's when the whole system changed.
Right.
Where it's like, you could write down 5. But I was like, I don't want to get, 0, so I put down 3. I was, so nervous. I had 3 before. If I put down 5, they might not give me any. So I put, 3.
Can you imagine that you go, they didn't give me any? Right? I have to leave the country.
Yeah, and it's like, I have this new job. How are they going to just say no, right?
Yeah.
But they gave me 3 exactly. So I was like, I could have just wrote down 5. So this time around, I wrote down 5, and I got 3. So I was like, I don't know how they choose. So confusing. I've talked every single foreigner that I've talked to has said something totally different. Just throws me off. As soon as I think there's a pattern,
right?
There's no pattern.
Well, there. I think there's one for the spouse visa.
Okay.
Because I know there's it's not a pattern, but there's a technique to it.
Okay.
From what I've heard from other people on the spouse visa, the trick, from what I've heard from women, this can only apply to women, is you tell them, or maybe it could work with men, you tell them that you're going to have a baby.
Okay.
Because they ask you why you want to renew your spouse visa, what your plans are. And a lot of people said if you tell them you're going to buy a house, which means you're definitely going to stay and you're going to invest in the Japanese economy through their pension and all that, then you will get permanent residency. If you tell them that you're having children in Japan, and so you want to do all these things related to having children in Japan, that's a shoo-in to get you permanent residency.
I see.
It's so suspect.
It is suspect.
It's so suspect.
So that's for the
spouse visa spouse. On permanent residency type deal. What do you have to give them when you fill out for the work visa? What kind of paperwork?
So the paperwork is the application itself,
right,
that you have to fill in your information and also your job history. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you have to give them a sheet that you give to the company to fill out, and they have to sign and stamp it. Mm-hmm. And with my situation this time around, because of the level of my company, I guess because it's a really big company and they have their own stock exchange code, I don't know what it is.
They're a publicly traded company.
Yes, it's publicly traded. And so they had to copy a bit of some report. And it was just weird. I didn't know what it really was.
So it was just extra, more paperwork than with a small private
right
company.
I think so. Okay. But it didn't take that long. For me, I had to send it to the Tokyo office because that's where the headquarters is. Mm-hmm. And I got it back after a week.
Okay.
After I got all the paperwork that I thought I had, I went to immigrations when I had a day off, and I had everything, I believed. And then they're like, you didn't date this part. And it wasn't my part. It was the part that I had to send to the headquarters in Tokyo.
Oh,
no. It was stamped, an official stamp, a seal was there, but there was no date. So they gave me back the paper so I can get it dated.
You can't write the date yourself.
I couldn't write the date myself. And then also, I changed my address, so I had to get, the Juminkyo?
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah.
The moving certificate?
Right.
And,
Chiyakusho or Kuyakusho?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. But luckily, my city hall is down the street, 2 minutes away, so I was like, that wasn't a problem. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had to bring back the paperwork to get it signed. So and not signed, dated.
Wow.
But it was no problem. I didn't, send it back to Tokyo. I had my coworker do it. Because, it's not a signature.
Right.
But
it's
that
just
was... The bloody date.
Okay, so that was your work. What about, how does the big company process differ from the small company?
I think it was a little bit of the same. But, mm-hmm. When I did it the first time, mm-hmm. that company was brand new. It was a kindergarten school.
Right.
So I think they had to gather up more paperwork to show that they are, starting this school. Because it didn't really start. It did start, a month. When I did it, was January, and the school wasn't opening until March.
Okay.
But I had started working there in January, so it was okay.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. It was a little bit more difficult, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But for you, what was the paperwork that you needed?
The first time was the worst time. There's a whole adventurous story about the first time I got my spouse visa.
First time.
I didn't speak any Japanese at this time.
No, that's difficult.
None at all. I had no job, obviously, because I'd come to Japan after finishing college, graduated, and I was like, well, might as well go now before I get settled in the States.
Right.
So I came here. We went to the immigration office. We told them, hey, we're going to get married. I think we'd already gotten married by that point in time because we just went to the city office.
Okay.
And did it. Mm-hmm. And we showed them our little Japanese marriage certificate, and they gave us the application. We're like, bring this back with all this information.
Mm-hmm.
The things they wanted. Three photos. One from a long time ago.
Okay.
One from very recent, and one from that middle period, in between those two, to prove that we had been together for an extended period of time.
Okay.
They said this is because some people file for marriages, in like fake marriages, just to get the visa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then we had to submit a letter about how we met. We had to tell the immigration office about how we met and how we decided to get married.
Okay.
I guess
they just
to make sure. I mean, I guess
it was two separate letters, like to see if it matched the story back.
No. Okay. It was all on one application form. Okay. But it was just weird that I had to explain
right.
my relationship to the immigration officer.
Some strangers. I don't know.
And it wasn't like an interview process. This is all on paper.
Okay.
So you have to write it out.
Okay.
And so we did that. And I mean, and then we need, I think, a guarantor, actually. His mom had to be like, also vouch for me. And then at the time, Shota didn't have a job where he was like in between jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to use his mom's job certificate.
Okay.
For the application. And we took that to the nearest immigration office. We were in Mie at the time, but we were on the Nara side. So it was an hour and a half to the Nara immigration office versus 4 hours to the immigration office in Mie because it's on the other side of Mie. So we're like, okay, we'll just go to...
Why is there only one, though?
So we're like, okay, you know, we'll just go to the closest immigration office because anyone would do that.
Right.
We go to the one in Nara. We give them the paperwork, you know, all our pictures, our little letter and everything. And they're like, okay, this is fine. We'll let you know when everything goes through. And we're like, okay, thank you. We go home. We're like, yay, we did it. Woo. Congratulations to us. We go home. The next day in the morning, I get a phone call. Me, my non-Japanese speaking self, get a phone call from the immigration office.
No.
Where they're like, hey, you gave the information to the wrong office, so we're going to have you take this to the one in Yokkaichi. I didn't understand any of this, obviously. So his mom comes back home, and she calls them. She's like, what the heck are you calling my daughter? She can't speak Japanese. And she goes off on them, and then eventually... They're basically like, we'll send you the package, but you have to take it to the immigration office.
Why can't you just mail
it? Right. It's the immigration office all
just
run.
Just mail it to the other immigration office. What's wrong with you?
It's a national institute run by the country of Japan. So they are obviously connected. It's not like a private immigration
But they want to pretend that they are.
So instead of them just forwarding it to whatever office it needs to go, why it needs to go to that specific office... Only Buddha and Amaterasu. But it needed to go to that office that was 4 hours away. So they sent it to us. And we took the train the first time. Took a train for 3 hours and some change. And then we had to take a bus. This bus only ran like once every hour or so. Take the bus to the port to go to this tiny, tiny immigration office to submit this information. Where they once again go, okay, we'll let you know how it goes in a couple weeks.
You took the whole trip just for them to be like, okay, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I couldn't mail it. This is like, oh, that's a rant that we will have.
That's that is Japan. Like, that is Japan in a nutshell. It's like, they make just, they give you all the extra.
The bureaucracy is so terrible.
It's a lot of extra. So, yeah, we got it. After all of that trouble, it was only for 1 year. So you can imagine, like, everyone's like...
Oh,
we just did all of that for a 1 year visa. So Shota's mom ended up like calling the local councilman and complaining to him.
Yeah.
Because she was like, this is ridiculous. I have to go through this much work just to get a visa. And
yes, Mom.
She's like ready to go in for me. So I was like, thanks, Mom. But after that, we moved to Osaka so we could go to the immigration office in Osaka. Renewals were way easier to do. Just fill out like one simple form. Right, ask, right. Tell them how many years you want in.
Where did you guys get married? You got married in the States?
A marriage certificate was issued by his hometown.
Okay.
In Mie. And then we got that translated by the embassy in Osaka. And they gave us like a notary gave us a marriage certificate in English, basically.
Okay.
So technically we got married in Japan, but our ceremony was in the States.
Okay, okay. Wow, that's a trip. So the second time around was easier.
Much easier. Even though I think even then we argued with the immigration staff. I forget what about. It was, I think we were arguing about how many years we could apply for.
Mm.
Wait, okay, it's been 7 years. I got my current visa two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So for 5 years, I think I had 2 1-year visas and then a 3-year visa.
Okay.
So we got into an argument about, like, whether or not we could apply for a 5-year visa.
Mm.
And they're like, are you pregnant? And I was like,
excuse me?
That's a lot of information that I
we
feel
don't
like
ask that in my country.
I feel like you really need to know. But I'm like, well, if you're not pregnant, like this is what the immigration officer said to me. Mm. If you're not pregnant, you're probably not going to get a 5-year visa. And I was like, okay. I'm glad you let me know on the front end.
Okay.
So my hopes weren't dashed. So right, that was, right. We got another 1-year visa after that. But then after that, we got finally a 3-year visa.
Yay. They're like, you know what? This lady is going to come and argue with me again.
Right.
So yeah. Each time, so you did one time in Yokkaichi, and then the second time was
in Osaka, so, and that's what
thank goodness you moved.
Yeah, because I cannot imagine driving, because Shota drove when we went to pick it up. And I mean, we made like a little car trip out of it, so that was okay. But yeah, no one's going to pay for that gas.
Why can't they just mail it? Like credit cards, you have to sign it, right? Like
they're obsessed with the ink on.
And then you have to buy that stamp, too. The revenue stamp? Or
you can't even give them cash. You have to buy a special stamp that stands in place of cash because
that makes sense.
Maybe they don't want to have cash in the immigration office?
I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know.
There's probably no reason to the why.
Anyway, let's move along. I do want to ask, though, as I know, a gaijin or gaikokujin, which means foreigner in Japan, what do you see yourself as, an immigrant, expat, or foreigner? One of those English words. What would you?
I'm a visitor, man.
I'm just a visitor.
I'm just passing
I'm just
through.
Living here.
I feel more like an expat, right. I think. I don't feel like I feel like an immigrant is going to a country to stay permanently.
Right.
And that's not.
That was their vision.
Right. And I, from the get go, me and Shota, we already knew Japan was not the permanent location for us. Hmm. It was just going to be like a spot to hang out for
right,
a few years,
right,
get
right.
some money, and then
right.
hop on to another place.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
For me, I also consider myself an expat. Mm-hmm. I would say gaikokujin in Japanese. I don't really have feelings for the word gaijin, but I don't really like saying it. It's not. I'm not really offended how some people are. Like racist, you said gaijin. Like
yeah,
no, I don't. Yeah. I don't care. But
it's not racist.
I don't really say it.
I don't like what it means. Me personally.
Yeah.
Like the meaning of the word bothers me. Yeah. The literal meaning, of course, not the way people use it.
You mean alien?
It means like someone who does not kind of belong.
Oh,
like
true. The and Japanese,
so, right? And so when I see that, I'm like, so it's like an outsider's gaikoku country person, right? And I just
outside country person.
It's like it feels like really lazy. Mm. Instead of figuring out where that person is from, you're just like, hey, other country person.
But then it sucks, like if you are like they say hafu, which I don't really like that word to be honest. But for mixed kids, especially if you're like mixed with black and Japanese, like you clearly look very foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
They still call them gaijin or gaikokujin. Like I'm not an outside person. I'm not an outside country person. I actually am from Japan. Like
yeah,
that shit
I'm
sucks.
Not an outside person too. I have a country. Ask me what my country is. I'm going to tell you. And then you go like, oh, that American girl. You don't have to say that other country girl. I just feel like it's a, you know, it's... Because in America, we don't even assume people are not American. Until they, like, say... Like,
that's true. But we just
assume everyone there is hanging out.
Because, you know, Japan's homogenous and America is not. Well,
that's just how I feel about it. I'm not going to go on somebody and be like, don't you ever call me a guy.
Kokujin.
Like, I'm not, you know, pressed about it. But at the same time, be like, oh, are you guy Kokujin? Like, I'm American. Yes, thank you.
Or I'm like, I'm from the United States.
Well, not now.
No, actually, I don't even say that. They're like, where are you from?
I'm from Obama's country.
I just say my dad's country in the Caribbean, so.
I got no Caribbean family.
Well, you can make one up. You can be a part of my family. There you go.
You can be Grenadian.
Or Bajan, like Rihanna.
Bajan. Work, 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 work.
Stop.
You don't like my rendition?
No.
You don't like my okay.
I'm joking. It was beautiful. Okay, let's move along. It's rant time.
Is it rant time? We weren't ranting this whole time already.
I mean.
Technically, no.
Not really. We were giving facts about, like, the immigration. The only mini rant we had was about the bureaucracy and the waiting and traveling. But this is, like, the rant of all rants that I want to rant right now this week. Because this article has been floating around for the past week.
Mm-hmm. So it's got 20 million hits, I guess.
And that annoys me. Because it says 32 photos that show how obsessed Japan is with minimalism. If you see these pictures, I'm like, okay, this is probably what, one or two or a couple of people's houses?
I haven't even seen empty houses that look that clean. Like,
there's nothing in here. And like, okay, I have an issue with the definition of minimalism because mm-hmm. people take it to the extreme. Like, you're not supposed to have anything or like, you're supposed to only have 100 items. Like, no, that's not what minimalism is. Anyway. Exactly. Besides that, like, these photos is like...
Well, it's taking something that is barely there in Japan and making it seem like...
It's everywhere. Like, everybody's house is like, oh, you people in Japan, they're like, they're so small and the apartments are so small.
It's clickbaity.
It is clickbaity and I understand it. Like, this is an interesting, like, it's interesting, like, seeing these photos.
Yeah.
Like, minimalism... Like, to these people, I think is interesting. Mm-hmm. But to say that Japan is obsessed.
Yeah.
Japan, obsessed, minimalism, that's false.
Yeah. It's a clear it's someone who's obviously never...
How many houses have you been to, like, Japanese people's houses, and realize, like, they're fucking pack rats. Pack rats. Pack, I can't say the word. Pack rats.
Pack rats.
Pack rats.
No, like, yeah. Shota's mom, she just recently started getting rid of stuff, and that's only because, you know, Shota left, his sister left, and she's on her own. Well, she's married, but the husband works in Osaka.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't actually start getting rid of stuff until this year, the end of last year. And even then, her house is nowhere near what you see in those photos. She has lots... I mean, she's not messy by any means. It's just not... This is just... some unrealistic idea.
Just looking at this picture of this guy wiping the floor with one rag, like, he looks very artistic. Like, he would probably live in Horie with his, like, his, like, artistic friends. And
yeah. Right. And, I mean, the whole article looks like it's taken from a magazine shoot, which means everything is set up. This is not how this person actually lives. No. It's designed. These photos are designed to give off a certain impression about his house. But that doesn't
like,
mean
that. Like, why would you have your socks out like that? What are you doing? Put that in the drawer.
It's totally like a magazine article type thing. This is not real Japanese.
Like, this also, like, you see these books? They're all the same books. Yeah. How many books is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the same books? Like, this is a store.
I wonder, yeah. I feel like they got this from, like, a Muji ad.
It looks like a Muji ad.
So these aren't real. I don't feel like these are real Japanese people. It feels like this is a commercial for... that lady who's, like, the queen of minimalism now.
Right? Yeah, I've heard of her, which, again, that's a different version of minimalism. But, so, yeah, Jacob.
No, don't call him out by his name.
I didn't say his last name, but that's the author who decided.
Is he from Japan?
Does he look like he's from Japan?
I mean, it don't matter. He doesn't have to look. He could live in Japan. Well, what is his like portfolio? Let me just see. I mean, I don't want to judge. I want to like.
He looks white as ever.
He has a degree in English and history. He doesn't seem very well versed on Japanese culture.
Binghamton University. Yeah, so.
I think he just writes those viral
articles. Which is fine, I guess. No, it's not. They're terrible. Clickbait. And, like, just, like, I was so annoyed with Obsessed and minimalism in Japan. And I was, like,
not the case.
I saw this article in, I think, a group, a Facebook group, and we're all, like, ranting about how, like, we see hoarder-type houses when we walk past. Like, one time we had practice, and I forget where, that far place. That we practice at. We had a show in the small chicken whatever place. Anyway, when we go to the studio, we could pass by these houses, and I see one house that's packed with stuff in the garage, like it's overflowing.
Yeah.
It looks like a trash house.
Oh no, gomiyashiki.
Yep, that's what it's called.
The gomiyashiki.
And I think I saw, yeah, I did see one episode of like a hoarders type.
Yeah, they do. It was on the news for a while, early last year, I think.
Yeah.
There was an epidemic of hoarders in Japan. And it was
epidemic! See? They're not obsessed with minimalism.
The problem was that they were leading to fires in neighborhoods. And as you know, Japanese houses are mostly, old houses are built from wood.
Right.
So when there's a neighborhood fire, basically everybody on that block has the potential of losing their home.
Wow.
So there was a big push for neighborhoods that had these gomiyashiki hoarder houses to talk to the owner about throwing out the stuff and making it like fire safe.
Right.
And I want to say it was earlier last year or so, but I don't quite remember. But it's a problem.
That is a problem. And what I saw was like maybe 3-4 years ago, but it was, you know, Becky the talent though.
Yeah.
She like is one of those shows where like the talent though take on jobs that they never do on a regular. Yeah, so it's like they took on a job as being the garbage person and they cleared out these apartments that just have trash. Just nobody living in this place. And like I saw this apartment that looks maybe the size of this room and a little bit of the kitchen filled like two trucks worth of trash. It was piled up to the ceiling.
That's gross.
And she's like, when they open the door, they're like,
I bet it's probably a few dead animals in there.
It's like, how did it turn out this way? Nobody's living there, but it just has lots of trash. And there was one other thing that someone pointed out in the group, how like it's easy to collect trash because of, especially in neighborhoods where the separation of trash is so strict, and you have those neighborhood watch old ladies who like come up to you at your door like, is this your trash? Like someone told me that story. Like this old lady's like had this bottle of soy sauce, like family size soy sauce, went up to a person's house. She's a single lady, foreign, and she like looked at the old lady, like she looked at the bottle. The old lady looked at her, looked at the bottle, looked at her, went away. They didn't even talk. I was like, wow, lady, you are serious with your neighborhood watch.
No, like, Shota's old hometown is the same way, because nobody has very strict city laws regarding trash. And if your garbage is not properly separated, because they put it in, like, one area, the garbage people will leave your garbage. And it'll just be left there while everybody else's garbage is taken. So it's like a public shaming type thing where it's like, okay, this person didn't do it right. Look, everybody. Because you have to write your name on your garbage,
right,
too.
Right.
So it's not like it's anonymous. You ain't got to pick it up. Your name is written on that bag.
That's terrible.
So if it gets left there, everybody's like, ooh.
So then, like, you have to go in your trash and separate stuff? That's disgusting. That's...
I mean, I appreciate the, like, the desire to, like, properly dispose of trash in ways that are, like, eco-friendly. I like that.
I'm just not a fan of, like, the strictness because, like, Japan, either you're this way or you're not. Like, they contradict themselves a lot.
Exactly.
Like, they want to say, let's separate our trash, let's recycle, let's this, but then why do we have so much plastic and packages and like, this and that?
I have so many konbini plastic bags, and I have to tell them, like, I'll need a bag for, like, this box of juice, man.
I always say, like, what did I say? Fukuro iranai. I don't need it. I don't need it.
I make an effort to try and be like, guys, I don't need a a trash bag for like this one piece of candy that I bought, man. It's just
I keep forgetting my Echo bag too. I need to keep remembering to carry it, but still.
Yeah, so in that way it's kind of like you want to recycle all the time, but you ain't trying to actually reduce the usage of like plastics.
You're not for it.
The plastic bottles used.
You're pretending.
It's a mess.
It's a terrible mess.
And they're not saving anybody. It's costing more money.
But like your ward, I thought it was the whole city of Osaka. Mm-hmm. Like you don't really need to separate, do you?
You don't have to do anything in my ward. They burn everything. I thought it was Osaka City. No, you have to separate yours. It depends on the building, maybe.
It's a building too. Okay. I think my building, like you, kind of have to separate, but no one's really strict about it.
Because my job, you have to separate, but like it says to separate like combustibles and non-combustibles.
Yeah.
But when you go to the garbage room, there's only one area, and then all the like people that live in Osaka say Osaka just burns its trash.
Okay.
Everything is burned. Like okay. It doesn't actually recycle anything. They built these incinerators that work at such high temperatures they burn everything.
I don't get it.
Crazy.
I don't get it. All right. Well, thanks. That was the rant.
Do you feel better?
I feel so much better now. And we can move on. So I have questions from the internet. Like, we don't really have any listeners yet because this is our first episode.
Send us questions.
If you want. You can send us questions. Where do they send us questions?
give me your email address, girl. Where do they usually send you? Where do you usually get questions?
So from this question is from YouTube. So I will, because I didn't answer this girl yet. And I will answer it here.
Okay.
So for now, anybody watching through YouTube, you can ask a question in the comments or message me. I will get the notification because I put it on. Anyway, so this girl is JazzyJam3392. And she said that she recently subscribed to my channel. Thank you. Because she saw the Being Black in Japan documentary from Rachel and June. And her question is, well, she said that she trying to work in Japan, and I'm just paraphrasing right now, and she didn't make it to one company, but she applied to another, and she says she's waiting a response to set up an interview. So she was wondering if she could get any advice on interviews and if I had any companies that I recommend. I guess companies I will probably message her directly, but... About the interviewing, do you have any advice for her?
For an English teaching job?
Yeah.
Just be, like, really talkative and outgoing. Show them that you can get people to talk.
Yeah.
Because that is a very difficult thing when it comes to teaching English in Japan. You can get classes of talkative, super talkative people, and it makes your job so easy.
Yeah.
But then you can get classes of people that the whole time they're like, oh, ego wakarimasen. Oh, I can't speak English. Oh, I don't understand. And they just close up like a clam.
I'm shy.
Yeah.
Or those kids or like the teenagers who just have like a mask and they just like.
Yeah. So show them that you can get people talking. Just, you know, right. I don't know if your recruiter is going to be Japanese or their interviewer is going to be Japanese or English. That might change things a bit.
I think from what I see, yeah, she's still in the States. I believe the States. I'm assuming the States. But she's not in Japan right now. So it's a little bit different. My experience with one of the big Eikaiwas or the English conversation schools, one thing that they did like was that I gave them eye contact and I smiled the whole time. It wasn't like a tactic someone told me. It's just like I was generally excited.
That's how you're supposed to talk to people, ain't it?
Well, some people are not like that. She's like... They said, like, we were looking at videos. Yeah, we had to look at a video. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was, like, really excited for that. And then when the lights turned off, like, I was the only one that they noticed that I looked at and smiled the whole time.
Oh, you were in a big room?
I was in a group interview.
Oh.
For the first one. And the second one, yeah, was private. But wow, it was
weird.
It was also in New York, too, so whatever.
There's a lot of people.
There was about 10 of us. But yeah, the group interview was a different experience.
Have you ever had a group interview in Japan?
No. So in Japan, like I've changed jobs a bit, and each time like I've gotten a yes, I haven't accepted all of them, but each time I got yes, they like liked my energy. Mm-hmm. And when I do, what do you call it? What
is
it called?
Lesson.
The lesson, demo lesson, they like that. Mm-hmm. And they can see that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Even when I'm nervous, like sometimes I mess up a little bit, but it's okay. And then with the first big job that I got, the Eikaiwa, they said that they liked someone that could follow the directions. So if you're like a teacher of 10 years, they don't really want you.
I guess those would be harder to control, man. Yeah. A lot of companies, they kind of give you what you need to do. So if you're like, oh, I'm not a teacher, I don't know how to teach, then this job is going to work out great for you because they're going to give you everything you need to teach your lesson. If you're like, I want to develop my own syllabus and I want to like really change the way language learning is done,
mm-hmm.
You might not do well in the conversation schools.
No.
Center, but if you're going maybe like Board of Education, or maybe if you're going to work for a private school that's looking for like a full-time teacher to develop their curriculum, that area might be better for you. But hey, if you're like, it's your first rodeo, just be ready to do the job and show them that you're like positive and you can get people talking.
Yeah,
and like,
that's true.
You can probably get that job. It's not difficult to get an English teaching job.
No, it's not that difficult. But you know, she said that she's researching different companies and mm-hmm. she's trying to get interviews so she can come here. So
I don't know how it works in the States, but at least once you get to Japan,
it's a lot easier.
It's way easier to get hired than from the States, I guess, because do they pay for people's airfare?
Not all of them. Okay. Like, I think it's more difficult to get a job outside because what I've seen on Gaijinpot is a lot of companies, like, we want you in the company already, want you in the country already.
Right.
So, because it's easier for them just to hire you. Yeah. While, like, bigger companies, they want people from outside
mm-hmm.
Just because they can, like, mold you better.
Send you to someplace you don't know
anything exactly, about. Exactly. It's like, oh, you're excited to come to Japan? We'll send you to Niigata.
Right. Someplace where the train runs every twice an hour. It's like crazy. Like,
or once an
research
hour.
Research wherever. If they say, like, do you have any recommendations of where you want to go? Tell them stuff. Don't let them just decide everything. But don't tell them the big cities. Tell them things like Nagoya.
Or Fukuoka. Or Saitama. Or somewhere.
Not that those places are bad, but they're not as popular as like Tokyo and Osaka. Yeah, which you're definitely probably not going to get.
Or you can even say Nara. But don't be too far in Nara. That's difficult. Or Kyoto. Kyoto is a bit popular, is it?
Kyoto? For teaching, I'm not sure. That's maybe. Cool. Probably. I don't know. But yeah, like think of the areas that are around the places you want to be. Don't get hooked on just being in Tokyo.
That's true.
You're
not going to get. This is one girl, she just came from New York and I was excited to meet her and I thought she was going to be in Tokyo, but she's like a 2 hour north up that I don't know what that place is called. And they just sent her there. No, it's not Kamakura. It's somewhere else. Going north. So she couldn't come to my little event last weekend, but it's all right. All right, so good luck, good Jazzy luck. Jam. I hope you get that interview. And yeah, stay positive. I don't know about that first company. Actually, the first company she said, I worked for, but I don't want to say.
You what company I work for because I ain't never going to work for them ever again. They weren't terrible, but they weren't. They were definitely not.
It's just I worked for dispatch with them, so I never know if I wanted to go back and do some side work.
You can protect. I'm not going into English teaching with this face.
I don't even want to do English teaching ever again. And my job now is pretty good, so. But anyway.
It's pretty cush.
So do you have any final comments? How do you feel about this first episode that we did?
Sorry for just rambling. I'm sure that happened a lot.
I don't think so. I think we did better than most podcasts that I hear.
Okay. I just feel like in my soul, I rambled a lot. So I'm going to apologize for that. And
so random.
I just want people to know that I'm sorry, man.
You don't need to say sorry, right?
I do.
Just be Canadian like, be me. Like, what? You're not Canadian. You're hanging out too much with Jen, yo. So, like, you don't have to say sorry. Just say thank you for listening to my rambles. There you go. There you go. And?
Oh, follow me on the social medias.
Yes. Tell everybody.
On Twitter.
Yes.
@ Petite Devotchka. P-E-T-I-T-E-D-E-V-O-T-C-H-K-A.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very easy to... Devotchka, girl in Russia, petite, small in French, small girl.
Where did you get that name?
Because people always made fun of me for being a tiny person.
Why did you choose French and Russian?
My best friend was learning Russian, and I like really petite, so...
Okay. Yes, so that's your Twitter, and also your...
On YouTube, at Nanairo Miso.
Another one of your mishmash.
Okay, no, that's only Japanese, and it just means many-colored miso, because I like doing lots of things. It's very... Look, man, I have deep meaning to all my screen names on the internet. I've been on the internet for a long time, man.
I have, too.
Whatever.
Okay. So, that was your YouTube, and did you want to share?
YouTube and Instagram are the same.
Okay. I will put it in the show notes, whatever that is. And for me, I'm easy, as in, no, wait, not that easy. I mean, wait. Let me stop. My name is easy. It's Yana, Y-A-N-A, _, Y-Z.
Is it easy, though?
I think it's easy, because it's both, it's not both.
Y-Y-Z, though.
Listen, you want me to get into the name, the meaning of my name?
I gave mine.
I could, because I like my name. I don't have nicknames so much, like, that are different from my name. But I didn't want to just put my name on the internet. So, someone one time, like, a Japanese guy that I used to hang out with a lot, he spoke a little bit of English in, like, a Caribbean accent. But he was just like, Ayana YZ. I'm like, okay. Like, it was that type of accent, too. So,
what?
I was like, that's actually a cool name for the internet. Like
that dude, though. He sounds like, have I met him before?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't remember.
Like, I might have met him before.
Not Dreadhead Boy, but okay. No.
Not him. I bet you knew.
Not him. Somebody else. So, like, yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. I will write that because it's still my name, but it's still different and it's for the internet.
I want to ask him why he thought of it. We need to track him down.
No, we don't. He probably just... anyway, so yeah. So Yana is also my nickname, actually. And then YZ, because I like my name, is Wise, but just YZ.
Naruhodo.
Yeah, easy.
And that's your Twitter and...
My Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat. And then my YouTube is Hanayana. Hanayana.
Woo.
Woo, woo. So thank you for listening. We will try to do better with our organization.
I mean, we met our time period.
That is true. It's not over an hour. It's not even an hour.
So I think we did good.
We did well.
Okay.
You know what? Out. We're not even teachers anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Y'all should have seen the look she gave me when she said that. She had the snootiest, most bougie expression.
We did well.
Okay.
We done did good.
So, when's the next episode?
I don't know when the next episode is. I don't even know when this is going to be posted.
Oh, my God.
But it will be posted a lot sooner than any of my other videos because I got a comment saying, you don't really put up videos often, but I still enjoy That's not exactly what they said, but I was just like, you gonna get what you get.
Oh, my gosh. She's so ungrateful, guys. Come follow me. I love you.
She needs the followers. Go ahead.
Oh! Y'all, see, she did it again. She started. Oh, man.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm like this.
It's
because you're like my best buddy. So
I'm going to cry in a corner.
Don't cry. Anyway, so let's end it here. We'll try to do better in the next one. And yeah.
This is Curls and Kansai.
Curls and Kansai with Ayana and
Elise.
All right. Bye.